During my meditation, I can occasionally calm the mind to the point where it seems devoid of thought. It is temporary, like a door opening. How should I use this opportunity? Concentrate on the breath? Wait for thoughts to arise and watch them? Explore/investigate a topic that is causing my suffering? Other question marks? Yes. One has to experiment and see what's useful, what's beneficial, what helps the mind. Because sometimes, say, like being devoid of thought. Sometimes that's very peaceful and clear and spacious, and sometimes it's just devoid of thought. It is kind of not very clear, or so that one has to get a feel for. I think one of the things that's helpful to remember is the nature of wholesome mental states and the nature of unwholesome mental states. In Pali, it's the kusala and akusala citta, of course, what we're trying to do is nurture and encourage the kusala dhammas, and the nature of kusala is that it's, I mean, there is a steadiness or calmness, clarity. There's a stillness as opposed to restlessness, so calm as opposed to agitation. There's a certain discernment and clarity of discernment as opposed to confusion. There's the quality of well-being as opposed to suffering. So that intrinsic to those mental states, they have that have this particular quality. So that sometimes the actual concentration or attending to the meditation object is a skillful tool to be applying that helps those the fostering of the kusala citta. Sometimes the attention to the thought patterns is helpful. Sometimes the investigation of a particular obstacle, hindrance, suffering is helpful. Sometimes attending to something that's really inspiring, brightening is important. So one has to experiment, and all of them will be applied at different times. As one gains skill, so that's the I think one of the things that's important is trusting oneself to cultivate the skill and gain confidence in one's cultivation of that skill and practice.